Begin the Quran daven sef the Shabbos daf kuf yutes. Begin on the base. Begin to taste the masses. It begins the words of the Gemara. Well, matzah ner dolig b'shulchan aruch. He finds a lit candle and the table spread out. Which places asks that seemingly this idea of shulchan aruch doesn't seem to be correct. Our Gemara is saying if the malachim come, they find it all set up. They go, oh wow, this is exactly what it's supposed to be, and they give a bracha, etc., etc. But Taisa says, if you're going to say, just have to take a second look. Is it dumb? The Gemara is saying, we're going to have a psachim that come from the base. The Shabbos, everyone agrees, she'ain mevenes ha'shulchan, elam ken kiddush. You don't bring the table set with the Shabbos food until they already made kiddush. So how can you say that a guy comes home from shul and he already has the table set if it's not supposed to be set until after kiddush? So it says, if you're saying, what you can say is, no, the aruchu, b'malkam acher, the table is set, it's just in a different room. And the she'ain mevenes, I say, ad achar kiddush, you just don't bring it to the room, to the dining room, until after kiddush is made. And that's because keichad the taste is sudasa b'yikud the Shabbos. We want to bring the meal in the honor of Shabbos. Kedisa b'shiltes rabachoy, which yeah, you made kiddush. Now you know it's Shabbos. Oh, now you bring the food and showing it for covered of Shabbos. That's what. But of course, the table is set when it comes from shul. And moreover, taste points out, but that could be meim. This whole halacha is specifically in Talmudic times. Shahayu lehem shulchan is k'tam. They had small tables. Lefnei kol echad b'echad, everyone had their own small little table. So then you could bring it in later and already set up. But our table says taste gedolim, and they're very big because shulchan is very hard to move. And if we have it already prepared, already in the dining room. From when people come home from shul, the next says the master begins the words of the Gemara. Kolo, you know, Amin Yehish Merabu Chol Koich. Whoever answers Amin Yehish Merabu with all his koyach, so then he gets what the Gemara says. Currently, is our dina. The text says, what does that mean? Pirish, but Chol Kabanos. It means with his whole focus. Pchein Pirish Rashi. So too Rashi explains. But Beria, I mean, he says the Yesh B'Psikta is brought in the Psikta. The Meister B'Shmol Ben Elisha. The Kama Hasam. It says over there, Kishay Yisrael Nechnas Mabotik Nezav Amin Yehish Merabu Mabach Bekol Ram. When the Jewish people enter the shuls and they say Yehish Merabu with a loud voice. That nullifies the harsh decrees. That sounds like b'chol koyche means with all their strength, not with all their focus, with a loud voice, not with necessarily a focused mind. Then next says not to read the words of Gemara Arim Chanina. He says kel melech neman, which Tosfos explained that this is you actually have to have this in mind. Where the Gemara said what's amen that they open up the gates of Gan Eden to someone who says b'chol koyche. So the Gemara says it's in the Trikin, it's an acronym. The aleph memnon is kel melech neman, which testifies that Hashem is the creator, who's a God that's a trustful king. Taisa explains, and Tzarach L'Arabah, this is actually what you have to think about, B'shosh HaMamon, when you say Amen, which is the acronym of Kel Melech Neman, that's exactly what the person has to have in mind when he's saying the Amen, Hashem is Kel Melech Neman.